Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Tech Take. I'm your host, Colby Hockmuth. Government and industry leaders gathered Wednesday for the monthly Affirm luncheon to discuss shifting priorities in the federal budget, acquisition, and technology landscape. Now, the panel was made up of Sean Kingsbury, CIO at the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board, or RAT Board, Rory Schultz, Deputy CIO at Food and Nutrition Service at the Agriculture Department, Barry West, CIO and Deputy Chief Management Officer at the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, and Stan Kazmarczyk, sorry if I butchered that last name a little bit, but he's the Acting Director of the Office of Strategic Programs for Integrated Technology Services at the Federal Acquisition Service at GSA. And the panel was moderated by Francis Rose of Federal News Radio. Now, the conversation inevitably started revolving around workforce issues that the government faces. Sean Kingsbury hit the nail on the head when he said, "Technology is the easy part, it's people that are the hard part." And that's a trend that we've seen repeat itself, these gatherings together, and the conversation just sort of always comes back to culture and government's role in that cultural productivity. Now, the panelists agreed it's really about finding people who are well-rounded, who have a background in IT, but also have business and communication skills that are becoming vital in this sort of environment. Barry West discussed the evolution of the federal employee and how now he looks for people with a good mix of skill sets and appropriate business knowledge. The panelists also discussed innovation and the role of the CIO as an evangelist for change. Barry West said government has never done a good job at innovation, and that the model is just not set up for it. Rory Schultz talked about people's resistance to change as a contributing factor for lack of innovation in government. He said when he was at Treasury and they were bringing in desktop computers that people resisted because they were comfortable with what they had, which were, in our standards, very outdated pieces of technology. Now, all that goes back to people stepping out of their comfort zone more in government, which is something that leaders are hoping to encourage more. Now, Kim Pack from Tech America also took the stage to talk about some of Tech America's IT forecast. Now, in regards to acquisition, which is what a lot of the forecast revolved around, and the IT aspect of that, she highlighted three pieces of legislation to look out for as we head into the new year. FITERA, which is the Federal IT Reform Act, the Data Act, which will make data machine readable and the new standard, and the Suspend Act, which seeks to stop unworthy spending. She also said that we can expect to see some pushback on GSA by agencies in this acquisition process. And she also did discuss the evolution of what a future IT leader will look back. And she touched on some of the aspects highlighted in the panel about this well-roundedness and a willingness to work with industry. And also coming from a very narrow mission perspective and making decisions and guiding the agencies to those mission directives. So it was a great input from Tech America. Looking forward to getting some more data on that forecast. So it was a great conversation today by all these leaders who took some time to discuss what we can expect in the next year and some trends that we've seen in 2013. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to tweet at me at Colby Ann or email me colby@fedscoop.com. That's all for Tech Take this week. I'll see you next time.